listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus spoke to us about the wrong way to pray. So I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, where we read this. "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him." In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus continued to teach his disciples, and us, including us, the right way to pray. First, Jesus rebuked those who prayed more to be seen of men than to be heard by God. Now, in these verses, Jesus exposed the wrong type of prayer that some people use. That's the prayer of thoughtless repetition. So Jesus said, "When you pray, do not use vain repetitions." The right kind of prayer does not use vain repetition, which is any prayer made up of many words and little meaning. It's a prayer that is all on the lips and not from the mind and not from the heart. The religious customs in the days of Jesus promoted the idea of praying long prayers just for the sake of praying long prayers. With this kind of religious environment, it doesn't surprise us that Jesus warned against prayers that were long just to be long. I mean, after all, someone can pray long, but to the wrong God. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Baal's prophets cried out, "Oh, Baal, answer us!" And they said it for half the day. In Acts chapter 19, a mob in Ephesus shouted, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians," and they shouted it for 2 whole hours. The true God is not impressed by the length or the eloquence of our prayers. No, what God looks for is our heart. When we try to impress God or people with our many words, we deny that God is a loving yet holy Father. Instead, we should follow the counsel of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2 that says, "God is in heaven and you are on earth, therefore let your words be few." Now, back to Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. The New International Version translates the words "vain repetitions" as "keep on babbling." That may be an accurate sense of the ancient Greek word batalogeo, a word that sounds like babbling, and it has the sense of blah, blah, blah. That's just how some Christians pray, with a lot of blah, blah, blah to God. But Jesus told us to remember, your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. We don't pray to tell God things that he didn't know before we told him. We pray to remind ourselves of our great need, to prompt and to express our faith, to raise our soul from earth to heaven, and we pray to commune with and to appeal to a loving God who wants us to bring every need and every worry before his throne. Now, I read to you Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, and in the verses that follow, Jesus will explain the right way to pray. Yet before we can embrace the good, we must put away the bad. And when it comes to prayer, bad includes prayer that believes it can impress God merely with its length, and bad includes prayer that uses empty repetition. When we put those things aside, then we're ready to learn the right way to pray and to come to God with sincere, open hearts. We can do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.